Shulchan Aruch writes in Ibn Ha'ezer, in Siman Aleph, in Halakha Aleph, Hayav Adam Nisa Isha, a person is obligated to get married. V'chayav hu bechol ona, and he has to fulfill his conjugal rights that he's obligated to his wife. Ad sheyeh lo banim, until he has children. That's the opinion of Harambam as well, in Perek Tetvav Hilchot Ishut. That means that he cannot minimize his mitzvah to be with his wife until he fulfills the mitzvah of Periyah V'Reviyah. The question would be that maybe after he has children, the wife could be muhel and say she doesn't care about her ona, because it's her, it's coming to her the ona. That's the time that the husband has to spend. Before that, she cannot be muhel, because he has an obligation to have children. So she can't say, okay, even though you're obligated to be with me, but I'm muhel, don't worry about it. No. Until they have children and fulfill Periyah V'Reviyah, it's going to be asur. The mitzvah of Periyah V'Reviyah, of getting married and having children, is so great. Halakha writes in Halakha Bet, En mukhrim sefer Torah, v'hu adin sh'ar seferim, we don't sell a sefer Torah, or for that matter, any sefer books, ela kedei lelmod Torah v'nisa isha, only to fulfill two mitzvot. To learn Torah, you need to pay for education, you can sell a sefer Torah, or to get married. Now the question is, who is this referring to? So there's a machloket amongst the poskim between the Halkak Mechokek from the Ham and the Bash, the Bet Shemuel. The machloket is that maybe this is only referring to a boy, a yatom, who's obligated in Peru Urvu. So since the boy is obligated in Peru Urvu, so you sell a sefer Torah in order to fulfill his obligation. However, yatomah, a girl, to pay for her wedding, you don't sell a sefer Torah, because she's not hayevet in the mitzvah peru urvu. The mitzvah peru urvu is on the boy. That's the opinion of the Ham. He says, in mochrim sefer Torah the yatomah. However, the Bash says that you mocher a sefer Torah even to marry off a yatomah, because there's two mitzvot in peru urvu. There's one mitzvah peru urvu, and there's another mitzvah l'shevet yitzara, to populate the world. And the poskim say, well, women are not obligated in peru urvu, but they're obligated in the second mitzvah of l'shevet yitzara. And the Bash holds that for l'shevet yitzara, it's enough obligation in order to sell the sefer Torah. Furthermore, Halakha writes, mitzvah al kol adam Shisa isha mishiyagi al yud chet shanim. Halakha says a person should try to get married already at the age of 18. The question is, it's a machloket amongst the poskim. What is 18? Some say it means the beginning of the 18th year. That means once he's 17 and one day, that already he's starting the 18th year. And some say no. The Bach learns, no, it's yud chet shelemot. That after total 18, where you're starting already the 19th year. And that's what's master also from the Bet Yosef. Even though all mitzvot start at 13, so why does marriage start at 18? So we have to say that the Chazal have a Kabbalah that since you need to learn before you get married, so they didn't want you to take away from your learning. So they said, from 13 years old, you study for 5 years, and then after that, you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married. Hamakdim miben yud gimal, the poskim say that if a fellow gets married very early, even from 13 years old, that is a mitzvah min ha-mubhar. It's a mitzvah because, again, to keep away from the yetzer hara. But again, the Bet Yosef writes that the Tur said, "Hamagdim nisa kishu ben yud gimel mitzvah min ha-mubhar." 13 years old already is praiseworthy, but he says that's in their lands over there. But anu en lanu ela davei ha-mishnah, v'hainu ben yud gimel shelemot, aval kodem lachen lo yisa. So he says, It's a machloket. Some say even before 13. She says, no, before 13 is not proper. Kodim yud gimal lo yisa. That's already, it's like znut, he says. Ubishum ofan lo ya'avor chav shana. The halakha says you shouldn't pass 20 years. That's like the cutoff. Umi sha'avru alav chav shana. The person already went 20 years and didn't get married. Halakha says bed din kofin oto. The bed din forces him. They beat him up. Kedeh lekayem etzva peru ulvu. Agam shayom lo kofin. Today we don't force anybody. Af b'nisua lo eser shanim v'lo yalda. Even if a person is married for 10 years and they didn't have children yet, they don't force them to divorce and to remarry. But it just shows you how important the mitzvah for the Yav v'Debiyah is. We sell a Sefer Torah for it. The mitzvah is the younger, the better. And a lady cannot even be mochel her onah to the husband until he fulfills this mitzvah. And some want to see even sell it for a woman as well in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Shevet Yitzhara.